107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, May 17th. We've got lots happening with Destination Stratford. Joining us in studio. In studio is Zach Gribble. Zach, it's good to see you. We've chatted on the phone so many times. Good to see you in person here.
Good morning, Jamie. It's so nice to be in person.
Absolutely. And so nice to be back with summertime, with Stratford, Destination Stratford. We have a very special, well, there's so many great trails that you can take part in with Destination Stratford, but we've got a new one to talk about.
Absolutely. So we're really pleased to announce the Savor and Sip Trail. This is a trail that will align with the patio season. So it's a 6-month trail going from May right till the end of October. And this is a really exciting one, building on the success that we've had, especially over the pandemic, with the demand for our culinary trails like the Chocolate Trail and the Bacon and Ale Trail. So this one works similarly. You will buy a pass, and that will give you 6 vouchers. The cost is $39.55. And this basically allows you to self-assemble and curate your perfect picnic to then enjoy in town, al fresco, and there's really exciting items on it. So we're very excited about this. And the sales already, we just launched last week, have been super encouraging. There's definitely a demand for this.
That's awesome. These trails have been so creative and so much fun. I know visitors to Stratford just love the Chocolate Trail, as you mentioned, the Bacon and Ale Trail. So this is one that they can sort of assemble themselves, if you will.
Yes, and it's very paired to the al fresco outdoor dining program that we have.
Right.
And so, as you know, there was a special bylaw that we introduced over the last couple of years in terms of being able to pair foods with alcohol from local restaurants. And that extends to this trail as well. So there are some local craft beers. There's, you know, fruit pies, there's savory, there's sweet. We have 24 location partners for this trail. So there really is something for everyone. And already we've been learning from our visitors, a lot of couples avoid arguments by getting one Savor and Sip Trail and one Chocolate Trail. And so there's dessert built into your picnic right there.
There you go. Everything's covered right there. And speaking of al fresco, must be off to a great start with the sunshine. I know it's been chilly nights, but it must be off to just a great start.
It really is. We have the umbrellas all launched up. And again, that's in Market Square, Memorial Gardens, and on Tom Patterson Island. We've already had really high traffic. Mm-hmm. Everyone's enjoying the sunshine and the summer weather after a bit of a cool start.
Yes.
We have over 13 restaurants participating in the Liquor with Food program. So we're really excited. We think it's going to be a really fantastic year.
Yeah, and there's something about seeing, you know, the picnic tables, the umbrellas up at Market Square. I know there's many locations involved, but just something about seeing that just brings in summertime, I think.
It really encourages public participation in our public spaces. And, and that's one of the big things about how, at Destination Stratford, when we're looking at development projects, how can we animate and bring life and really make use of our public spaces, both for our local residents and for visitors. And so that's really where we're focusing our development efforts on.
Very good. And something we can also shout out is, gosh, Art in the Park is going to be back too.
Yeah, I mean, that is a fantastic event. And again, these are free events. Art in the Park along our park system. We started a saying a couple of years ago, how do we knock things into the park rather than knock it out of the park? And that, you know, we as a community are incredibly lucky to have the park system that we do and all the cultural activities and activations that are happening in it, including things like near and dear to my heart, the Boathouse bathroom renovation project, which is wrapping up today, actually.
Okay.
We are finishing the outdoor landscaping, and that'll be reopened again tomorrow.
Perfect.
There is just so much happening in our public spaces, and Stratford should be proud about that.
Absolutely. And can we do one more shout out for kind of teaming up with Town of St. Mary's, Perth County Tourism, and cycling? This is kind of a nice idea here.
And this collaboration came, there's silver linings with the pandemic. Again, it was very difficult for our industry.
But we learned things, too,
moving
things forward.
There was a big focus on outdoor. That sort of led to the Light Festival. And it also led indirectly to really exploring with our partners, St. Mary's and Perth County, the abundance of cycling opportunity in this region. and how we hadn't brought attention or intention to that. So we've been working as a collaborative partnership, advertising and building our infrastructure. The new cycle map, which we have, is proving to be extremely popular. It folds, fits right in your pocket.
Perfect.
And we're actually using it also as a city map. So it's proving to be, you know, really widely used. We've only launched a couple of weeks ago, and already we've been through I might have to get more that way. And so we've been providing that to accommodators, local businesses, to provide for their guests, whether they're cyclists or not, because it does allow you to find out, okay, how do I get from A to B in our city?
So much going on. It's Destination Stratford. Of course, we'll share all the links and details. If they want more information, we got to pass along the website.
So, you know, for the Savor and Sip trail, that would be visitstratford.ca/savortrail. But if you visit our site, visitstratford.ca, you'll be able to navigate to everything.
Yeah, and there's lots to explore there, too, for Absolutely. Sure. Zach Gribble with Destination Stratford. Zach, sounds great. It's going to be a great summer.
Indeed. Thanks, Jamie.